Welcome back to the Indianola Spring Sports Spotlights on KNIA, talking with Katie Summerfield with Indianola Girls Soccer. Katie, thank you very much for joining us.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you. And first off, I just want to go off at the end of last season, knowing that you had this season ahead, how did you want to prepare for this year's soccer season?
Well, I started with running a lot, up to 5 miles a day, and then I stuck with my soccer drills. And I also play Indianola Tribe to keep me in shape as well. And I also do some indoor during the winter.
Well, I know that off-season participation, it felt like this year was on another level for the girls' soccer program. Felt like there was a lot of participation. Is that what you saw?
Yeah, absolutely.
Talk a little bit about how that helped the team move forward and how you felt it kind of improved you and the team.
Well, like Max, she gave us a lot of workouts and stuff, and ladies actually got together to perform them, and I feel like it made our bond more stronger, and I feel like next season we're going to come back even stronger than any season before.
Well, I know that a lot of team goals were set this season, but did you have any personal goals that you wanted to accomplish heading into the spring sports season?
Yeah, I actually just started playing again my freshman year for Indianola because I'm actually from Southeast Warren.
Mm-hmm.
And so my technique wasn't all there, so I really got a chance to improve on my technique with the ball and my goal shooting and stuff like that.
Well, and that's obviously an angle I wanted to talk about was, you know, not going to Indianola High School but still getting to, you know, talk to the team and the athletes and kind of be a part of that. Talk about your perspective there from being a part of that team and how Indianola kind of welcomed you there too.
Yeah, it was incredible. Like, I thought I was going to be an outsider and just sit there, but no, coaches got me involved and girls just became my best friend instantly. And it's amazing how quickly we got along and how the bond really grew fast.
Well, it's not an easy subject to talk about, but when the season was canceled, just kind of go over how you felt and what you went through once you found out that there wasn't going to be a season.
When I found out there wasn't going to be a season, like, my best friends were Emily Turnbull and Caitlin Gardner. They're always been there for me and helped me through soccer. And I just felt their pain not being able to play their senior year. And it just destroyed them and it destroyed me not being able to play with them the last time.
Well, and that's something I've heard from a lot of the girls' soccer athletes has been this year's seniors meant a lot to the program, and, you know, the team's going to do their best to try and honor them, but that kind of is the sentiment that we just feel badly mostly for them. Is that kind of how you feel?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I know that there was some kind of talk about honoring the seniors. Talk about your perspective there.
Oh, I would be totally down to honor the seniors and play a last game once this coronavirus ends. Just have a scrimmage with them and get another team in. That would be amazing for them and for all the incoming players.
Well, I know that a lot of the athletes, again, have been talking about training over the summer and then continuing the high participation rate over the off season. How do you plan on attacking next year?
Next year, Max still posts his workouts, so I do those every day, plus my own routine, which I wake up in the morning, run a couple miles. Then at night, I do some workout, stretching, and stuff like that.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it, and best of luck for next year.
Thank you very much.